Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, it is Thursday morning right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Hope everybody is doing their best to stay warm. I'm right sitting here in the comfy confines of the Cherokee Entertainment Studios, looking out the window, seeing the sunshine, but knowing better that it is cold. Got a lot of great stuff we're going to be talking about. Going to be talking about National Signing Day for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Arkansas got 24 players to sign their name on the dotted line, put that hog on their helmets, and we're going to be going over that. We're a pretty good class. Apparently, their ranking came out late last night in Arkansas signing class. Came in at 22nd. I think that's out of the top 25 recruiting classes. Arkansas came in at 22nd. So definitely a good sign for Arkansas. And we're going to be talking about that more going through the show. So, you know, if you have a comment about National Signing Day, feel free to call in 323-642-1128. I want to give a big shout out to my boy Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn. He's out there listening today. So a big shout out to the Mighty Mouse. Got a lot of great. Going to be talking about Razorback basketball. Arkansas had a big game. Every game's a big game as far as I'm concerned in the SEC. Arkansas, they had a game Tuesday night against the South Carolina Wimpy Chickens, as I call them. So we're going to be talking about that. Going to talk about... No, we're not going. We may talk about the Super Bowl more. Going to talk a little MMA. Duel got a double drug test fail coming off of the big UFC event. We're going to be talking about that. Going to be... talking about a lot of great stuff. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call into the Greg Squirrel Show. Like I always tell people, I may not have the right answer, but I'll be more than happy to give you my opinion, the way I see things. So we'll be more than happy to talk about that. Let's see here. Just trying to think. Give a big shout out to our sponsors, Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services for all your mobile DJ and karaoke needs, proms, weddings, birthday parties, any event that you want entertainment, mobile DJ, and karaoke. Check out the folks at Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJs, 888-361-8725, 888-361-8725. Is that phone number? Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. I do not have Nathan's number here, but he is in Muskogee. If you need legal representation, check out Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. Also want to say a big thank you to the Herbalife Group, Herbalife Family Group of Nutrition Clubs located here in Northwest Arkansas. and around the world. We're not just local. We're 90-plus different countries around the world. So anywhere you live, you can find Herbalife, Downtown Nutrition, Fayetteville, Arkansas, just off Dixon Street, Moxie Nutrition, World's Gym, Lowell, Arkansas, Live Right Nutrition, Rogers, Arkansas, down on the square, Nutrition Spot, Springdale, Arkansas, out by the Springdale Civic Center. And like I say, no matter where you live, there is a Herbalife Nutrition Club in your area. I'm a personal user of Herbalife. I've lost 30 pounds and feeling great. Able to wear clothes I haven't been able to wear in a long time, so I am definitely excited about that. If you've been wanting to try Herbalife, we've got 3-day trial packs you can try out. Give a 3-day try. If you've been wanting to lose weight, get healthy, give Herbalife a try. We got the 3-day trial packs, and we can set you up with that. If you're an athlete, Herbalife is proud to introduce their 24 line. If you're an athlete, try the 24 line. Get more out of your workouts, help your muscles and body recover faster, and be able to put more into your working app. Cristiano Ronaldo, famous soccer player, he uses Herbalife. Marshawn Lynch. And who's the cornerback for Seattle? I know they use Herbalife. And so we invite you to give it a try. Once again, if you want to find out more about Herbalife, feel free to give me a call, 479-236-1007, and we can set you up with a 3-day trial pack. And hey, spring break and summer are just around the corner, so start getting that bathing suit body ready, because it's going to be a fun summer for 2015. And you get more energy. Also, the herbal tea, which I have a glass right here in front of me, boost your energy, boost your metabolism, and just make you feel good all day. Ah, good stuff. Well, I know my part of the state avoided the snow. Apparently, it went a little further north, which I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. I am still able to spend some day with Mama Squirrel, and I'm hoping, if I keep putting the word out there enough, I keep hoping that my old buddy Clint Davis is out there listening. Matter of fact, I'm putting an all points bulletin out for Clint Davis. If Clint Davis is out there listening, then he definitely needs to call into the Greg Squirrel Show, because I know the listeners miss him. Me and Clint Davis, we have a wild time when we are on to get air together. I want to give a big shout out to a good friend of mine, a local radio DJ on the one of the radio stations here. Donnie, big thinking of you, my brother. Get better soon. Donnie's been going through some stuff. Even had to go to St. Louis, one of the hospitals up there. But Donnie did return to the air this week, so he's getting better. And so I just want to ask my friends to keep their thoughts and prayers out for my brother Donnie. Once again, the chat room is open. 3-2. We also got the call in line. If there's something you want to talk about, 323-642-1128. Even if you want to call in and just listen to the show, you are more than welcome to do that. I may throw you on the air real fast just to say hi to you. And just be ready, because I know there's people out there listening, and that's what they do. You know, they call in to 323-642-1128, and they don't want to be on the air. They just want to talk to the show. Let's see here. I'm trying to think if there's any MMA events in the area coming up that I need to be mentioning. Yes, March 21st. Davenport, Iowa Quad City Fighting Championship has a big event coming up. You can get more information about that event. Go on Facebook and look up Quad Cities Fighting Championship. Had a chance to go up there back in January, announce a show for them. Mike and the crew up there, great folks to work with. If you're an MMA fighter and you're kind of wanting to spread out and branch out a little bit, check out Mike up there at Quad City Fighting Championship. Also, you got Eric Stevens with Adrenaline Fight League. Springfield, Missouri, they got their big event coming up in March. I believe it's March 7th. I don't have my schedule here in front of me, so if I do get the date wrong, I apologize. Got their big event coming up at the legendary Shrine Mosque Auditorium. Had a great show up there last time. Had some controversy, but overall, good show. Once again, if you're a fighter and you're looking to branch out and you're not in any of the areas that I talk about, definitely invite you to check these folks out, because Mike up at Quad Cities, Eric, Adrenaline Fight League, down in Fort Smith, Arkansas, you got Extreme Fighting, Inc. It's been about a couple of years since I've worked with those folks, but Tony and Darlene, great people down there. Aaron Cobb is their matchmaker. So there's another fight promotion you might want to check out if you're looking at reaching out and maybe expanding. And, you know, that's what I encourage fighters to do. You know, if you're really wanting to get to the pros one day, I definitely encourage your fighters, try more than one promotion. You know, that's going to get your name out there. That's going to get you seen, and that's going to get people talking about you. Because got Dean Vaughn, for example, great guy. I love Mighty Mouse to death. And, one of these fighters that has great potential of going somewhere in the sport. And so it's like, you know, it's like I told Dean, I've told multiple fighters, you know, check out Extreme. If you're fighting for Adrenaline, try out Extreme Fighting. Check out Quad Cities. There's some great promotions up in the St. Louis area, down in Little Rock, Arkansas, Tulsa, Oklahoma City. You know, 3-4 hour drives. It's not that bad. So, as you can tell, I support local MMA in all the areas that I've gone to announce, and all the areas I hope to go out and announce to. And so, we just keep that going. All right, we are coming up. Man, that first 15 minutes went fast, didn't it? All right, we're going to step out real quick, take a quick 2-minute break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Arkansas Razorbacks National Signing Day, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Talk Radio. Be back in 2 minutes. on the Greg Swirl Show. It is a beautiful Thursday. Weekend is just around the corner. And in case the little birdie hasn't told my fans and listeners out there, I'll let you in on a little secret. My birthday is coming up February 28th. And I'm going to be at Dallas, Texas. What is the irony of that? Because everybody knows not only do I do the talk show, not only do I announce the sporting events, take care of my mother, I run a mobile DJ business. And so the irony is my birthday is on the 28th, which is a Saturday. And I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas, DJing a birthday party for somebody else. What a better way to spend your birthday. Because if it wasn't a job I enjoyed doing, I would normally be complaining. But I love my job. I love my DJ business. I love entertaining people. So, like I say, February 28th, I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas, spending my birthday DJing a birthday party for somebody else. So, here's that it. All right. Now that we got that out the way, let's talk Arkansas Razorbacks National Signing Class. Coach Belima, feel the momentum in recruiting began about the same time Arkansas won their first Southeastern Conference game under him. And, I mean, some big games late in the season. I mean, 2 weeks in a row, you knock off two top 25 teams. Hold them scoreless. LSU and Ole Miss held them, both these teams, scoreless. Both teams were ranked in the top 10 at the time. And then Arkansas, they make it to their first bowl game in 4 or 5 years, and they just totally dominate Texas, 31-7, 7-6. And was the season record for this year, broke a 17-game SEC losing streak. And so Coach Brett Bielema, he credited the turnaround with aiding in the recruitment of several of the top players. I got Florida lineman Jalen Merrick. He signed with Arkansas. He turned down Ohio State and SEC champion Alabama to come play for Arkansas. So that tells you something right there. We had 10 signees from inside the state of Arkansas. Ty Story, quarterback out of Charleston, tight end C.J. O'Grady, and Will Gregg, they are on their way. LaMichael Petaway, Dominique Reed, Deion Stewart. Three more signees right there. And we're going to be going over details of these guys. Dominique Reed, he turned down Auburn, Texas, and Oklahoma to come join the Hawks. Bielema went to the state of Florida, where he signed Merrick. Also, offensive lineman Josh Allen. And Razorbacks signed 5 defensive linemen. Now, I may get this name wrong. Danish football player Jalti Froholt. And this guy was either a 4 or 5-star sign. So there you go. I mean, And we're going to go. We're going to go back, and we're going to look at more of these players in detail. Kind of give you the stats on some of these guys. And a guy I'm really excited about watching, being a Northside Grizzly. You know, I graduated from. I graduated from Northside High School, and so. A guy I'm really excited about keeping an eye on, and let me find it here. Lineman. Here it is. Lineman out of Fort Smith Northside. And we're getting, like I say, we're gonna go down the entire list. Let me pull up the list here. Alright, here we go. Datrion Dean. Defensive lineman, 6'3", 254, ranked 38th in his position out of Fort Smith Northside. Zach Rogers, Carrollton, Texas. Offensive lineman, 6'2", 318. Jeremiah Ledbetter, defensive lineman, 6'3", 271. And he's out of Orlando, Florida. Jalen Merrick out of Oak Hill, Florida. Offensive lineman, 6'5", 350. He's ranked 12th in his position. Tight end, Will Gregg out of Dumas, Arkansas. 6'4", number 4 in his position. Once again, Jalte Froholt, if I had any Danish listeners out there that know how to pronounce his name properly, I would love for you to call in. Greg Squirrel Show, 323-642-1128. It's the phone line. Anyway, I'm going to Jalte Froholt, defensive lineman out of Bradenton, Florida. 6'5", 280. He was ranked 13th in his position. Quarterback, Ty Story, Charleston, Arkansas, 6'3", 211, ranked number 6. And I really think Ty Story has a chance to, because he has some height to him. And I think that's been, I think that may have been one of the problems with Brandon Allen is the fact that he's not that tall. He's only like 6 foot. But, so you got Ty Story. And I honestly feel, and this is just me talking, if Ty Story can come in and really make a good impression, it may come down between him and Rafe Peavy. Rafe Peavy was redshirted last season. As much as I want to support our homegrown kids, Brandon and Austin Allen. I have great respect for these kids. They're doing something I wish I could have done. Just go back and play football. Where's the hot tub at? Time machine hot tub so I can go back in time and relive my youth. Anyway, I really think Ty Story or Rafe Peavy are going to be the starting quarterbacks next year. Unless Brandon Allen just goes bat nut crazy and improves over the summer, I don't think him and Austin Allen have a chance. That's just my opinion. There's going to be fans out there that boo me for saying that, but that's just how I feel. All right, let's get on with the rest of our signees. Offensive lineman, Jacksonville, Florida, ranked 21st in his position, 6'3", 290, Josh Allen. Linebacker out of Gainesville. Linebacker, Derek Graham, 6'4", 217. And the kid loves to hit. I was watching video on this guy. Like I said, his name's Derek Graham. And Derek loves to hit. There was one game clip I was watching of him, and he literally knocked the boy head over heels. I mean, it looked like something out of WWE when they get one of those clotheslines and they just do a full flip in the air. It was just crazy. So I'm anxious to see Derek come in and help maybe boost our linebacking core. Defensive lineman out of Raleigh, North Carolina, T.J. Smith, 6'3", 281, position ranking was 69th. So defensive lineman right there. Defensive back out of Fort Myers, Florida, 6 foot 197, Ryan Pulley, 73rd rank in his position. I'm anxious to see him play too. Saw some impressive stuff on him. Running back, Raleigh Williams III, 5'10", 205. This kid has potential. I mean, he may not have the quick cut of Alex Collins, but I definitely think maybe he has potential right there. Nate Dalton, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, defensive back, 6'3", 197, ranked 90th in his position. One of the areas where Arkansas really needed help, wide receiver Deion Stewart out of Highland, Arkansas, 6'1", 160. He was ranked 67th in his position. So definitely some help there into wide receiver calling. Here's the one I am excited about. Willie Sykes. He's a safety out of Houston, Texas, 6 foot 175. He's ranked 70th in his position. He was a last-minute flip from Nebraska. Nebraska was treating this kid like gold, and the Cornhuskers thought they had him in their back pocket. And then next thing you know, Willie Sykes, he flips to Arkansas. So he's a safety. Once again, 6 foot 175. He ranked 70th in his position, originally out of Houston, Texas. All right. Linebacker, safety, Fayetteville, Arkansas's very own Dre Greenlaw, 6 foot 206, ranked 35 in his position. All right, here's the one I'm excited about. Tight end, Brett Bielema loves his tight ends. And you've been able to see that the last couple of seasons with Hunter Henry, and now you got Sparkle. And the last season, we had A.J. Derby, quarterback, to tight end, and he really flourished. I'm hoping there's an NFL team out there that's going to be smart and maybe give A.J. Derby a chance. I think the kid deserves it. He's a team player. I mean, he came into Arkansas as a quarterback. He saw the handwriting on the wall with Brandon Allen and Austin Allen, and he's like, you know, if I want to get on that field any, I'm going to have to switch some positions. And so he ended up flipping over to a tight end, and A.J. Derby really flourished in that position. C.J. O'Grady, another talented tight end out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, out of Fayetteville High School. Oh, my God. 6'3", 230, ranked number 2 in his position. Oh, man. C.J. O'Grady already has mouths watering. That's the potential this kid has. So I'm anxious to see what O'Grady brings to Arkansas. Wide receiver. You know, everybody was saying Arkansas needed to get more wide receivers and quarterbacks. And so here they are. Wide receiver, LaMichael Petaway, Nashville, Arkansas, Nashville High School, 6'2", 190, and ranked 60th nationally in his position. And, I mean, this kid is scary. I mean, LaMichael Petaway is scary. I'm excited to see him in a Hog uniform and so see what, you know, just – I want to see him lay the boom on somebody. He has that potential. Another tight end out of Roland, Oklahoma, the Roland Rangers, Austin Cantrell, 6'4", 248, ranked 7th in his position. Roland made leaps and bounds the last couple of seasons. Austin Cantrell, tight end. And, you know, he could be a go-to guy. just like Hunter Henry, just like Sprinkle, AJ Derby in the past, Austin Cantrell has the potential to be kind of like who's the tight end for the Cowboys? Jason Witten for the Cowboys. He could be that safety valve guy that I like to call it. You know, you got your primaries receiver. Well, if they're not open, and Austin Cantrell, sure hands. That's what Austin has going for him. I mean, I was watching video on him, and he was catching everything thrown near or to him. So, once again, Austin Cantrell, tight end, 6'4", 248, out of Roland, Oklahoma. Go Rangers. All right. Offensive lineman, Colton Jackson, Conway, Arkansas. Conway Whoopuscats, as I used to call him, 6'6", 295, ranked 55th in his position. There you go. Linebacker out of Haynesville, Louisiana, Kendrick Jackson, 6'4", 240. Hey, this guy will knock you out of your jock strap and your shoes and make you like it. 6'4", 240, ranked 31st in his position. All right. Defensive lineman out of Junction City, Arkansas, Jamario Bell, 6'6", 225, ranked 17th in his position. Here's one that you don't see a lot of. You don't see a lot of colleges go out of the bag and offer a scholarship to punters. Most of your punters are normally walk-ons. But Arkansas reached out to California, Long Beach, California, 6 foot 185, rated second in his position. Blake Johnson, punter, coming to the Big U of Arkansas. You know, you got the University of Ohio State or the University of Miami. Sorry, I'm taking it, the University of Arkansas. And our last signee, wide receiver, Dominic Reed, 6'2", 172, out of Camden, Arkansas. Once again, just another receiver for Arkansas. The kid's got good hands. I was watching some video of him. Kid's got good hand football knowledge, field knowledge, is what I like about Dominic Reed. Very aware of his position on the field, going out to catch passes, whether it's fly routes or post routes. He's always aware of his position from what I saw on the field. So there you go. There's your signing class for the University of Arkansas, 24 kids. Everybody wants to talk about the one that got away. And that was KJ Hill, signed with Ohio State. Honestly, and this is just my opinion, I was talking to my cousin about this the other day, and I don't think KJ Hill is going to be as big a loss as people think. I mean, he originally committed to Arkansas. Tim Cheney, Arkansas offensive coordinator, left, and he withdrew his commitment to Arkansas, and it came down between Alabama and Ohio State. And he chose Ohio State. Kid had to follow his heart. And he had to do what he felt was best for him. I wish KJ Hill all the luck. I would have loved to have seen him with a Razorback on his helmet. But as it turns out, you know, he is going to be going to the Ohio State University Buckeyes. So there you go. 24 kids put their name on the dotted lines yesterday. They are coming. Some of them, I believe 10 of them, are already on campus, which kind of worked out because those kids got a jump start. They signed early, and they were able to participate, from what I understand. I'm not sure how that worked, but some of them were even – able to go through some of the Super Bowl for Arkansas because we haven't been to a bowl in a long time. But some of them were able to go ahead and practice with the team. If I understood it right, I may be wrong. But I understood that some of those kids were already on campus and they were able to practice with the Razorbacks as they were preparing for Texas. I may be wrong on that. If somebody knows any information on that, please call in 323-642-1128. All right. What time is it? We overshot our next break. It is 9:36, so we are going to take this time right now to step out for a brief little break, catch our breath. On the other side of the break, we're going to be talking Arkansas Razorback basketball and USC drug test fail coming off the big USC event last weekend, or Saturday. And so we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. On the other side, it's Riggs, Riggs or Not. Right, here I go, babe. Show brought to you by Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law. Also brought to you by Max Sunglasses. It's all about the high definition lenses and Max Sunglasses. All right, we just got through talking about National Signing Day. 24 young men wanting to be Arkansas Razorbacks, and now they are. Guys, welcome to the party. You're going to have a blast here in Fayetteville. And just get ready to have some fun. That's all I can tell you. All right. Hey, Arkansas Razorbacks pulled out a big basketball victory. Gave them a big boost. Defeated the South Carolina Gamecocks. Beat them by 20 points. I can't remember the final score right offhand. But what is up with Michael Qualls? First half was very shaky. I mean, I think he made like one free throw in the first half. Didn't make any shots. He kind of came alive in the second half. And so, I don't know. It's like a flip switch. He really came alive second half and made some great plays. Bobby Portis, another double-double for Bobby. I tell you, the kid I am really that's impressing me more and more every game is Antoine Bell. I mean, a little freshman, I mean, the kid just gets in there and he plays his heart out. I mean, he leaves it all on the floor, and I mean, you got Antoine, you got Bobby, you know, You got Qualls, Winston, just a lot of great players. And so, you know, I know I've come down tough on Coach Anderson, but he kind of, I don't know if he's listening to the show. I'd like to think Coach Anderson listens to the Greg Skrull show, but they kind of pumped it up a little bit. I mean, they should, to be quite honest, as happy as I am with the 20-point victory, probably should have been more because South Carolina only had like 9 players dressed out. So that's your 5 starters and 4 subs. And they were sucking wind by the end of the game. And I just think Arkansas needs to keep up the intensity. And can just keep doing the same. We've got another game coming up this Saturday. Let's see. Who are we playing? Let me pull up the schedule, and I'll be glad to let you know. Mississippi State is who we got Saturday. So hopefully the Arkansas Razorbacks will get that game. Get that victory going, and bring home another W for the Razorback Nation. All right. I hit the wrong button, and I accidentally closed the chat room. I'm opening the chat room back up, so there you go. It is right there. All right. All right, chat room's back up and running, so feel free to get on in here. Leave your comments. We love to hear from you. 323-642-1128 is the phone number. All right. We're going to go ahead and take our final break. And when we come back from that break, we got our birthdays. And we're also going to talk about a failed drug test from UFC big event this past weekend. Double big name drug test failure. So we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
James Brown. feel to it. Yeah. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. The Greg Squirrel Show, brought to you today by Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. For all your mobile DJ party, karaoke, weddings, proms, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, quinceañeras, you name it, we'll DJ it. Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. You can get a hold of them at 888-361-8725. All right. Talking USD drug test. I think we're going to have to put Diaz, Silva, and John Jones in rehab. Okay, if you've been under a rock and you haven't heard, UFC had their big event this past weekend, and both Silva and Diaz failed their drug test. What are these guys thinking? What's the word I'm looking for? Have their brains just totally left their body? And they think that they can just get by and do what they want to? I wish Mighty Mouse calls in every show. He listens. And if he wasn't at work, I'd throw him on the line real fast and ask him how his opinion of it. But Mighty Mouse is at work, and I don't. And I don't want to get Mighty Mouse in trouble at work. Oh, I did want to mention this, talking about National Signing Day. Snoop Dogg, son to very talented football player, signed with UCLA. So, better keep an eye on that one. Hey, we got to give off the Watts buzzing line before we get back to the UFC. Want to give a big shout out Richard Sherman. That's the player for Seattle I was talking about that uses Herbalife Nutrition products. Wears number 25. And congratulations to Richard and his wife, as his son was born on February 5th. So congratulations to Richard Sherman and his wife and their new bouncing bundle of baby football players. Hey, let's run down top headlines real quick before we get back on to UFC. Oh, Curry. Steph Curry had 51 points as the Warriors erased a 22-point deficit to defeat my Dallas Mavericks. Damn it. Let's see here. Michael Westbrook ties career high as the Thunder defeated where's the score? New Orleans, 102-91. I have no idea what Miami was thinking. They made a big goof throwing in an inbound pass, wound up getting beat to Minnesota, 102-101. So there you go. Quick look at the basket hot pro scores. Indianapolis 114, Detroit 109, Brooklyn 109, Toronto 93, Boston 104, Denver 100, Atlanta 105, Washington 96, Minnesota 102, Miami 101, Milwaukee 113, Lakers 105. What is up with them? Houston 101, Chicago 90, Oklahoma City 102, New Orleans 91, Orlando 103, and, where'd it go? Disappeared. San Antonio, 110. Orlando, 103. Memphis, 100. Utah, 90. Golden State, 128. Dallas, 114. All right, there we go. Flip it down. All right. like I say, Anderson Silva got popped on a drug test for tested positive for steroids. And then Diaz, I think he got popped for marijuana. So, I mean, what is up with these guys? Don't they know the rules? The rules are rules. The rules are there for a reason. So, be anxious to see if they get the same drug rehab as John Jones. In case you heard about that farce, John Jones tested positive for cocaine after his last fight. Spent one day in rehab and then went home. I'm sorry, I've just lost. You know, people can say what they want to, but I have just lost all respect for John Jones. There you go. Dana White is backing Silva, and he's keeping him as Ultimate Fighter Brazil 4 coach. So, and that's just going to pop back to my question I had on the Tuesday show. Is Dana White hurting UFC and MMA more than he's helping? I asked that question on the Tuesday show, and I'm going to ask it again today. I mean, I can't describe it, but he, my opinion, because he knows that he's the only big game around not right now, that he could pretty much do whatever he wants. There's nobody to do anything about it. So, I mean, as much as Dana has done for the sport, now I think it's to the point now to where he's trying to do too much, and it's starting to hurt the sport. And that goes back to the Reebok deal. I'm sorry, these guys are professional fighters. They should be allowed, as long as it's within the perimeters of their uniforms, because it's not like a team sport like football, basketball, baseball. I can understand having uniforms in those sports, but these are adult men, professionals, one-on-one, and they shouldn't be dictated to about what kind of uniform to wear. You know, because they have their sponsors, and I just think that they should be allowed to wear whatever they want to wear, as long as it's within the perimeters of what's allowed to be worn, you know, as far as, because you see some fighters, they wear the loose, as I call them, the loose shorts. And then you see other fighters that do wear the tight, compression type shorts. And so I think it should be up to them. I don't, you know, like I say, it'd be different. And I'm sure Mighty Mouse Vaughn would probably agree with me. I like to refer to Dean because he is listening to the show and he is a friend of mine. And I'm sure Dean, a lot of the fighters I see on a regular basis, I'm sure they would agree that, you know, let us wear what we feel comfortable in as long as it's within the perimeters. And, you know, leave them alone because they got their sponsorship deals. Who was it? I forget what fighter it was. But he just flat came out and said, you know, if Dana and the UFC want to find me, that's fine. If they want to, that's fine. But I wear Nike. I forget who it was. But he says, I wear Nike. I've been wearing Nike since I got started in this sport. And I'm not switching now. So, like I say, UFC has been getting a lot of gruff over this, and I think it's deserved. I mean, like I say, it's not a team sport. It's mano a mano, man on man, and they should be, you know, and they got their sponsorships. I actually heard of one fighter. Of course, it wasn't a big name fighter, but I heard one of the fighter, he quit UFC because it was either quit UFC or lose all his sponsors. And he cared about his sponsors more than he cared about fighting in UFC. And now I'm going to find the guy's name. I can't think of it right off the top of my head. But that's what it's come down to, is because UFC has this sponsorship deal, you can't wear, even if you're doing an interview, you can't wear another brand hat or t-shirt or whatever. It's got to be UFC Reebok merchandise. I just don't think that's right. I know Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman at the Seattle Seahawks, they're going through that with the NFL right now. You know, and a lot of players get for that, because even under their uniforms, which I don't think is right, but even under their uniforms, it still has to be NFL-approved product. And I know everybody raised a lot of crap with Marshawn Lynch, because he was doing an interview, but he had on a hat for his company that he started, Beast Mode. So, anyway, I think these sports, they tend to overstep their grounds on a lot of these issues. And I just think UFC is one of it. And I forget who it was. I'll find the name who it was, but he just says, I wear Nike. I've worn Nike since the day I started in this sport. And if UFC want to find me or fire me because I refuse to wear Reebok, and he came out and said Reebok's an inferior product. And he says, if Dana White and UFC want to suspend me, that's great. If they want to fire me, that's great. But I am not going to turn my back on Nike and my other sponsors because UFC wants them wearing Reebok. I think it's BS. Like I said before, man on man, one on one. They're not a team. If it was a team sport, I would understand them wanting to have uniforms. But it's man on man, one on one. And if these guys want to go out and wear Adidas, wear Nike, Converse, whoever, Viper, that should be their call, because these are professional athletes, grown men, one-on-one. All right. Had a great time on the show today. Once again, I want to welcome and thank everybody for listening to the show. We'll be back Tuesday right here, 9 a.m. on the Greg Squirrel Show. Everybody have a great weekend. See ya.